English 900, Book 5, Take 1A, telling about past experiences. Listen. A strange thing happened to me this morning. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. It was a terrible experience and I won't forget it. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. Now, repeat. A strange thing happened to me this morning. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. It was a terrible experience, and I won't forget it. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. Intonation. Listen and repeat. A strange thing happened to me this morning. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. It was a terrible experience, and I won't forget it. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. Verb study. Listen. 1. Avoid. Jump back. I jumped back in time to avoid being hit by a car.
I avoided an accident by jumping back.
He always avoids driving on busy streets.
Mr. Cooper is avoiding me these days.
2. Become. We never imagined that John would become a doctor.
Did you know that Ralph became a doctor?
The meeting is becoming interesting.
Whatever became of Mr. and Mrs. Cooper?
3. Cross. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car.
Please don't cross the street here. Cross at the corner.
I crossed the street and went into the restaurant.
It's important to cross busy streets at the corner.
4. Live. I'm now living in New York.
I've lived here for more than 20 years.
My sister lives in California.
We live in a big white house on Washington Street.
5. Prepare. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river.
We're preparing the lunch now.
My mother prepares wonderful food.
Be prepared for engine trouble if you take my car.
6. Realize. I never realized that someday I would be living in California.
She realizes that it costs too much, but she wants it anyway.
I'm just realizing how hard it is to speak another language.
Do you realize that you were almost hit by a car?
7. Wish. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip.
She wishes she could go with us to Africa.
Have you ever wished you could travel around the world?
Do you wish you could have a new car?
Now, repeat. 1. Avoid. Jump back. I jumped back in time to avoid being hit by a car.
I avoided an accident by jumping back.
He always avoids driving on busy streets.
Mr. Cooper is avoiding me these days.
2. Become. We never imagined that John would become a doctor.
Did you know that Ralph became a doctor?
The meeting is becoming interesting.
Whatever became of Mr. and Mrs. Cooper?
3. Cross. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car.
Please don't cross the street here. Cross at the corner.
I crossed the street and went into the restaurant.
It's important to cross busy streets at the corner.
4. Live. I'm now living in New York.
I have lived here for more than 20 years.
My sister lives in California.
We live in a big white house on Washington Street.
5. Prepare. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river.
We're preparing the lunch now.
My mother prepares wonderful food.
Be prepared for engine trouble if you take my car.
6. Realize. I never realized that someday I would be living in California.
She realizes that it costs too much, but she wants it anyway.
'm just realizing how hard it is to speak another language.
Do you realize that you were almost hit by a car?
7. Wish. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip.
She wishes she could go with us to Africa.
Have you ever wished you could travel around the world?
Do you wish you could have a new car?
Now, review the base sentences. Listen and repeat. A strange thing happened to me this morning. A strange thing happened to me this morning. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. It was a terrible experience, and I won't forget it. It was a terrible experience, and I won't forget it. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 1B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. A strange thing happened to me this morning.
An odd thing happened to me this morning.
An interesting thing happened to me this morning.
A funny thing happened to me this morning.
A peculiar thing happened to me this morning.
An amazing thing happened to me this morning.
Now, repeat. A strange thing happened to me this morning.
An odd thing happened to me this morning.
An interesting thing happened to me this morning.
A funny thing happened to me this morning.
A peculiar thing happened to me this morning.
An amazing thing happened to me this morning.
2. Listen. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by an ambulance.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a fire engine.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a truck.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a motorcycle.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a sports car.
Now, repeat. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by an ambulance.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a fire engine.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a truck.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a motorcycle.
I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a sports car.
Three. Listen. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit.
Fortunately, I realized the danger in time to avoid being hit.
Fortunately, I reacted in time to avoid being hit.
Fortunately, I got out of the way in time to avoid being hit.
Now, repeat. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit.
Fortunately, I realized the danger in time to avoid being hit.
Fortunately, I reacted in time to avoid being hit.
Fortunately, I got out of the way in time to avoid being hit.
Four. Listen. It was a terrible experience and I won't forget it.
It was a terrible shock and I won't forget it.
It was a terrible feeling and I won't forget it.
It was a terrible situation, and I won't forget it.
Now, repeat. It was a terrible experience, and I won't forget it.
It was a terrible shock, and I won't forget it.
It was a terrible feeling, and I won't forget it.
It was a terrible situation, and I won't forget it.
Five. Listen. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive.
Yesterday was such a magnificent day, we decided to go for a drive.
Yesterday was such a glorious day, we decided to go for a drive.
Yesterday was such a perfect day, we decided to go for a drive.
Now, repeat. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive.
Yesterday was such a magnificent day, we decided to go for a drive.
Yesterday was such a glorious day, we decided to go for a drive.
Yesterday was such a perfect day, we decided to go for a drive.
Six. Listen. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the creek.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the brook.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the lake.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the canal. Now, repeat. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the creek.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the brook.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the lake.
We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the canal. Seven. Listen. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees.
After a while, we found a shady place beneath some oak trees.
After a while, we found a shady place near some elm trees.
After a while, we found a shady place by some redwood trees.
Now, repeat. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees.
After a while, we found a shady place beneath some oak trees.
After a while, we found a shady place near some elm trees.
After a while, we found a shady place by some redwood trees.
Eight. Listen. On the way back home, we had a flat tire.
On the way back home, we had some engine trouble.
On the way back home, we had a blowout.
On the way back home, we had motor trouble.
On the way back home, we had an accident.
On the way back home, we had a breakdown.
Now, repeat. On the way back home, we had a flat tire.
On the way back home, we had some engine trouble.
On the way back home, we had a blowout.
On the way back home, we had motor trouble.
On the way back home, we had an accident.
On the way back home, we had a breakdown.
Nine. Listen. It was after dark when we got back and we were all tired.
It was after dark when we got back and we were all exhausted.
It was after dark when we got back and we were all worn out. Now, Repeat. It was after dark when we got back and we were all tired.
It was after dark when we got back and we were all exhausted.
It was after dark when we got back and we were all worn out. Ten. Listen. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip.
I wish you would give me a more detailed account of your trip.
I wish you would give me a more detailed report of your trip.
I wish you would give me a more detailed story of your trip.
Now, repeat. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip.
I wish you would give me a more detailed account of your trip.
I wish you would give me a more detailed report of your trip.
I wish you would give me a more detailed story of your trip.
Eleven. Listen. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about my experience?
Talking about trips, did I ever tell you about my experience?
On the subject of trips, did I ever tell you about my experience? Now, repeat. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about my experience?
Talking about trips, did I ever tell you about my experience?
On the subject of trips, did I ever tell you about my experience? Twelve. Listen, we used to have a lot of fun when we were that age.
We used to get into a lot of trouble when we were that age.
We used to behave strangely when we were that age.
We used to tell a lot of jokes when we were that age.
Now, repeat. We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age.
We used to get into a lot of trouble when we were that age.
We used to behave strangely when we were that age.
We used to tell a lot of jokes when we were that age.
Thirteen. Listen. I can't recall the exact circumstances.
I can't remember the exact circumstances.
I can't reconstruct the exact circumstances.
I can't report the exact circumstances.
Now, repeat. I can't recall the exact circumstances.
I can't remember the exact circumstances.
I can't reconstruct the exact circumstances.
I can't report the exact circumstances.
Fourteen. Listen. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York.
I never realized that someday I would be married to a genius.
I never realized that someday I would be flying a plane.
I never realized that someday I would be learning a foreign language.
Now, repeat. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York.
I never realized that someday I would be married to a genius.
I never realized that someday I would be flying a plane.
I never realized that someday I would be learning a foreign language.
Fifteen. Listen. We never imagined that John would become a doctor.
We never suspected that John would become a doctor.
We never dreamed that John would become a doctor.
We never realized that John would become a doctor.
Now, repeat. We never imagined that John would become a doctor.
We never suspected that John would become a doctor.
We never dreamed that John would become a doctor.
We never realized that John would become a doctor.
Now, repeat these sentences. 16. Please tell me about your trip.
I wish you would tell me about your trip.
I'd like you to tell me about your trip. 17. Let me tell you the exact circumstances.
Let me tell you all the details.
Let me tell you the whole story. 18. Are you sure you'll be a doctor someday?
Do you think you'll be a doctor someday?
Did you think you would be a doctor someday?
Did you realize you would be a doctor someday?
Did you ever dream you would be a doctor someday? This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 1C, Conversation. Telling about past experiences. Listen. Harry, what's the matter? You look pale. Are you sick?
I just had a terrible experience.
Sit down. Let me get you a glass of water.
No thanks, Jim. I'll be fine in a minute.
Did you have an accident?
Not quite, but almost. I was crossing the street just now and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time.
How awful. I hope you got the license number of the car so you can report this man to the police department.
Before I realized what had happened, the car was gone.
Drivers like that should have their licenses taken away from them.
I agree. I won't forget this for a long time.
I'm sure you won't.
Yes, from now on I won't cross the street in the middle of the block reading my newspaper. I'll have to watch where I'm going, since there are dangerous drivers like that one on the road.
Now, repeat. Harry, what's the matter? You look pale. Are you sick?
I just had a terrible experience.
Sit down. Let me get you a glass of water.
No thanks, Jim. I'll be fine in a minute.
Did you have an accident?
Not quite, but almost. I was crossing the street just now and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time.
How awful. I hope you got the license number of the car so you can report this man to the police department.
Before I realized what had happened, the car was gone.
Drivers like that should have their licenses taken away from them.
I agree. I won't forget this for a long time.
I'm sure you won't.
Yes, from now on, I won't cross the street in the middle of the block reading my newspaper. I'll have to watch where I'm going, since there are dangerous drivers like that one on the road.
Now, you say Harry's part. Harry, what's the matter? You look pale. Are you sick? Sit down. Let me get you a glass of water. Did you have an accident? How awful. I hope you got the license number of the car so you can report this man to the police department. Drivers like that should have their licenses taken away from them. I'm sure you won't. Now, you say Jim's part.
I just had a terrible experience. No thanks, Jim. I'll be fine in a minute. Not quite, but almost. I was crossing the street just now and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time. Before I realized what had happened, the car was gone. I agree. I won't forget this for a long time. Yes, from now on, I won't cross the street in the middle of the block reading my newspaper. I'll have to watch where I'm going, since there are dangerous drivers like that one on the road.
Participation drills. Drill 1. Listen and repeat. Did you have some engine trouble?
Yes, we did. We had some engine trouble.
Did you have a flat tire?
Yes, we did. We had a flat tire.
Did you have a blowout?
Yes, we did. We had a blowout.
Did you have motor trouble?
Yes, we did. We had motor trouble.
Did you have an accident?
Yes, we did. We had an accident.
Did you have a breakdown?
Yes, we did. We had a breakdown.
Did you have a terrible experience?
Yes, I did. I had a terrible experience.
Did you have a lot of trouble?
Yes, we did. We had a lot of trouble.
Now, You say student B's part. Did you have some engine trouble? Did you have a flat tire? Did you have a blowout? Did you have motor trouble? Did you have an accident? Did you have a breakdown? Did you have a terrible experience? Did you have a lot of trouble? Drill two. Listen and repeat. Did you realize the danger?
Yes, I did. I realized the danger.
Did you react in time?
Yes, I did. I reacted in time.
Did you get out of the way?
Yes, I did. I got out of the way.
Did you have a picnic?
Yes, we did. We had a picnic.
Did you jump back?
Yes, I did. I jumped back.
Did you go for a drive?
Yes, I did. I went for a drive.
Did you cross the street?
Yes, I did. I crossed the street.
Now, you say student B's part. Did you realize the danger? Did you react in time? Did you get out of the way? Did you have a picnic? Did you jump back? Did you go for a drive? Did you cross the street? Exercises. Exercise one. Listen and repeat. Yesterday was a beautiful day, and my friend and I decided to have a picnic.
A picnic lunch on a summer day can be a wonderful experience.
A peculiar thing happened to us on the way to the picnic.
I was driving to the picnic when I had trouble with my tire.
A blowout on a busy road can be a terrible experience.
Fortunately, we didn't have an accident.
We were worn out after changing the tire.
A shady place would have been wonderful, but we couldn't find one near the road.
Exercise two. Listen and repeat. Some people are very careful when they drive.
Others are dangerous and have accidents.
The children were having a good time.
Several were watching TV.
This account of the president's trip was complete.
That one was not very detailed.
One of my friends was always telling jokes, but another was more serious. We had a good time in New York City.
That was a wonderful place to visit.
John would like to become a doctor.
That is an excellent profession.
The poplar trees over here gave us some shade, but those over there were too small.
Those tires in the back of the car are new, but these in front are worn out.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. A beautiful morning and a picnic lunch were all we needed for a perfect holiday.
An ambulance and a police car went down the street to the accident.
A flat tire or engine trouble is a terrible problem.
An oak and an elm are beautiful shade trees.
My friends and I were exhausted after driving all day.
A brook or a creek is a small stream of water.
Exercise 5. Listen and repeat. Taking a trip is expensive.
It's expensive to take a trip.
Remembering the exact circumstances of an accident is important.
It's important to remember the exact circumstances of an accident.
Picnicking near a lake is wonderful.
It's wonderful to picnic near a lake.
Telling jokes is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun to tell jokes.
Forgetting a terrible experience is not easy.
It isn't easy to forget a terrible experience.
A big oak tree was near the canal.
There was a big oak tree near the canal.
Several accounts of the accident were given to the police.
There were several accounts of the accident given to the police.
This is the end of Tape 1C, Book 5, English 900.
Mrs. Brown,
how do you do? It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet Mr. Brown's wife.
The doctors and I are all friends, Mary.
I'm very glad to meet you, Mr. Brown.
Now, repeat.
Good morning, Dr. Rice. Good morning, Dr. Bunker.
Good morning, Mr. Brown. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Brown. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Fine, thank you.
Then, this is Dr. Rice and this is Dr. Baker.
How do you do, Mrs. Brown?
Very happy to know you, Mrs. Brown.
How do you do? It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet Mr. Brown's wife.
The doctors and I are all friends, Mary. I'm very glad to meet you, Mrs.
Sunday.
Chip, listen. Who is that lady over there?
That's Harry's mother.
And who is that man over there?
That's Harry's brother. His name is Henry.
And who are those people over there?
Those people are Harry's friends.
Do you know Harry's cousin?
No, I don't. I know his mother and brother, but I don't know his cousin.
His cousin's name is Edward. He's an engineer.
Really? Is his cousin really an engineer?
Now, repeat. Who is that lady over there?
That's Harry's mother.
And who is that man over there?
That's Harry's brother. His name is Henry.
And who are those people over there?
Those people are Harry's friends.
Do you know Harry's cousin?
No, I don't. I know his mother and brother, but I don't know his cousin.
His cousin's name is Edward. He's an engineer.
Really? Is his cousin really an engineer?
Ask yourself, please.
Really? Use the right word. Listen and repeat. My father's still here. Her cousin's name is Martha. Our pal and her friends. John and Betty are cousins. That is my friend's automobile. There are the two fathers. This is my uncle's dog. These are my three uncles. The mothers are over there. Is this my husband's pen? Where is my mother's dictionary? These men are husbands. Are those John's brothers? What is John's brother's name? Where are Betty's sisters? Is that Betty's sister's death?
Exercise 2.